Time for the Appleton Public Library Show with head librarian Cindy Hendricks. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
You had a busy day today with an author there at 1 o'clock today.
Yes, what can I say? We've just had a busy month.
Yes, you have.
Anyway, and so that just was icing on the cake to be able to have an author come and talk at our library. We just really enjoy supporting authors as mm-hmm. well as offering opportunities to our public. It's just fun to meet different authors and what makes them write and all those wonderful things that go with it.
Yeah, you do that pretty often at the Appleton Public Library, bring an author in.
I try to bring a couple authors in a year, but mm-hmm. you know, it just depends on what we have going on and everything. And,
right.
and we have a lot of things going on this October. Coming up now is our Halloween party for children on the 25th of October, which is Saturday. It's at 10:30 a.m. And right now, I mean, there is a pumpkin decorating contest that goes along with it, as well as a costume contest, I should say. So we've got pumpkins here at the library. It's like tons of them, so that you can pick up a pumpkin and enter the contest, because the pumpkins need to be decorated and back by this Friday, let me look to see here. Whenever the 23rd is.
That's a Thursday.
I guess that's Thursday.
Yeah. October's going by fast, isn't it?
I know. I just can't believe it. I just cannot.
Yeah.
So we've got lots of pumpkins for you to pick up and decorate. So show up here at the library. We give you a pumpkin. You bring it back. You could win a prize. We've even got trophies for our contest for the decorating and everything. It's
okay.
Kind of fun, these cute little trophies that we have.
Yep, good.
So, yeah.
What else you got going on?
Well, this Wednesday, we are showing the Hocus Pocus movie for children and families at 3:30 p.m. Like I said, on the 23rd, it's the pumpkin deadline. This Saturday is the Halloween party for children and families. And then on Monday the 27th, we have our book club meeting at 5 p.m. And you know, then also, you know, we have the author on Tuesday. And then before you know it, November will be here and a whole new lineup of exciting things going on here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas will be here before you know it.
I know, I just can't hardly believe it. I can't. I mean, have you noticed they've already got decorations and everything in the stores? And
oh, really? Okay,
everything.
Yeah.
I've seen some Christmas decor right. out. I'm surprised, but
what are some things that you're planning in November? You have decorating stuff for women and stuff like that, or what?
Well, we always have a craft event, and it's not just for women. I mean, we invite all people to
okay.
our stuff, but yes, we have a craft event. We've got another author that's going to be here in November.
Good.
Yeah, and so we have quite a lineup of different things going on here. And then don't forget, we also, this month in October, we have got a pumpkin station, so adults can come in and make a sweater pumpkin. Instead of a take and make, you can make it and take home.
Oh,
so
nice.
We have that event going on right now, too, in October. But, yeah, November brings just a whole new just lineup of activities
okay.
and everything. And then in December, it's the same way, you know, keep listing because we're going to have a bus trip in December
nice.
To the theater. Yeah, that should be a fun thing, too. Just some sneak peeks into what's coming soon at the Appleton Library.
Good. All right. I know October, there's a lot of new books that are released. Is that correct?
Totally. Lots of new books. In fact, some new nonfiction we'll start with is Last Rites by Ozzy Osbourne with Chris Ayres, the late heavy metal iron charts his health difficulties and his return for Back to the Beginning concert, and of course he has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Another is Hostage by Eli Shirabi. Shirabi, who spent 491 days in Hamas captivity, recounts his story of survival. Then you've got The Gales of November by John Bacon, an account of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, an American Great Lakes freighter 50 years ago. Can you believe that? It's that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many new things, so many new nonfiction things. That Dear New York by Brandon Stanton. He is a photographer and author of Humans of New York, highlights people and places in the five boroughs of New York City. Also new is Misunderstood by Allen Iverson and Ray Beauchamp, whatever, NBA All-Star, details his childhood professional career and ways he impacted our culture. And then there's another professional basketball player, In the Name of Freedom by Enos Kanter. Freedom has written also a book. So yeah, quite a few nonfiction things and lots of fiction, too. Freda McFadden, The Intruder, it's a new book out. Jack Carr, Cry Havoc, a new book. Mitch Albom has a new book out called Twice. And then My Beloved by Jan Karen, the 15th book in the Mitford series. Patricia Cornwell is the 29th book in the K. Scarpetta series. And so much more. There's just a lot of new things out there.
I guess.
So, yeah. So if you have got a favorite author or you're looking for a book recommendation, stop on down. We are loaded with all sorts of new ideas.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's for sure. October. What's the other month that's
for big?
April. Okay. For a lot of releases for books.
Yeah. It's just funny how it's just so consistent. And, you know, since I've kind of been around in the library world for a while, that's something I've really noticed.
Yep. Okay. Hey, I gotta ask you before we go, Cindy, with the cooler weather coming, is the 52 wing or the gym there at the library open for walkers?
Yes, it is. Once school started, we opened the doors as soon as we're open from 10 to 3, and then we locked them back up. But, I mean, if you need some special time in there because it doesn't work, just let us know and everything. But we like to kind of keep an eye on that place and everything. But
Good. We
have got it open from 10 to 3. Monday through Friday, we do not usually open the doors on Saturday. We only have one staff person usually here,
mm-hmm.
So we kind of like to keep an eye on all of that stuff. It's too hard. But Monday through Friday, 10
okay.
to 3, stop on down, get your walking in.
Okay, real good, Cindy. Well,
sure.
Thank you for telling us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library again.
Fabulous.
All right.
Yes, you have a great week, Paul.
All right,
It's
a busy week of section sports, that's for sure.
Oh, I bet. I totally bet.
You have a great week too then, Cindy.
Yep, thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.